This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, postcast. Eddie Greer back again from Kansas City, Missouri, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State spring football going on currently. Basketball just ended, women's golf continuing to go on, track and field outdoor season kicking off with a bang, all things K-State. Back over there in Manhattan, Kansas, I'm recording this Thursday, 4th of April, 2024. K-State baseball, back-to-back postcast here, and I did record another episode. I hope to get that out probably either this evening, or we'll see how that switches up. But anyways, getting things back on track. K-State got back on track yesterday afternoon out there in Springfield, Missouri. 3 hours from here, 3 to 4 hours from here, now that I've relocated officially. One, Kalen Culpepper led the charge of K-State yesterday there, driving in season high. 4 runs last night as K-State, and looks like the way this shook out, needed every one of it because they beat Missouri State Tigers 8-4 yesterday to now get their 19th win of the season. And yes, it has been miserable in the Midwest as far as weather changes goes. I don't know how spring weather is weird, okay, with the 90 80, there ain't no spring here. Or even back in Manhattan, you get the extremes, but you never get that perfect weather pitch. Well, same here this week, dealing with that cold front, still windy, and we'll just have to see what happens on Saturday with Rock the Parkway and all that, and how that's gonna go. You're just gonna have to go with the flow, so we'll see what happens on that. But anyways, yeah, windy, not no surprise there, chilly over there in Springfield there. Pete Hughes, after the game, quote, really happy with today's effort, and he goes on to say, quote, it's hard to truly travel in the midweek and play effectively, especially when the conditions aren't ideal to play in. However, nothing was a distraction for our guys, our energy, and our performance tonight, end quote there as well. This was originally scheduled, just reading some of the game notes and everything else, was supposed to be a night game, and glad it was not, because with Chicago, with the Braves being in Chicago, where they're coming home for their home series starting tomorrow. it was snowing up there in Chicago. No surprise there. Listening to one of my Braves podcasts yesterday, the host on that pod saying, you know, this is not ideally baseball weather. And playing baseball for most of my life, childhood life, I would probably say agree with that to some extent. Now, again, just like any type of sports, whether that's football, baseball, competing in with golf, running a half marathon, whatever, you got to go with where the action is. You can't really just plan it out yourself, right? Whatever conditions come up for that specific day, the game, race it is, the conditions are, you have to adjust. It's all about adjustments, right? So, unfortunately, there's that. But luckily, this team and Pete Hughes called them out over the weekend after the series against Texas, saying that, look, we made too many mistakes and we out-hit Texas, but we couldn't get nothing done. Here, they got it done. And Major League Baseball prospect Kalen Culpepper led the charge in this baseball game here as well. As we take a look at the box score here, K-State 8, Missouri State 4. This is the Purple Project Podcast, Eddie Greer, the third here, postcast edition. K-State led off the scoring in the first inning, led 4-0 after 2 frames there. And then Casey added 1 in the 4th to make it 5-0 before Missouri State added a run in the bottom half of the 4th. And then Missouri State in the bottom of the 6th with a 3-run rally there to cut the advantage there 5 to 4 before a key 3-run 7th inning to wrap up scoring for either team in K-State with 3 runs in the top of the 7th there, which would be huge there for this ball club here. Blake Dean getting the win. Well, actually, first off, K-State, 8 runs, 8 hits, no errors. Missouri State Tigers, 4 runs on 7 hits in an error committed. Blake Dean gets the win, 2-2 in the year. Now for Blake Dean, Reed Mertz, who started for Missouri State, gets the loss for him. He goes to 1-2 on the season. The start time was just 5 minutes after 4. Time of this game, over 3 hours, 18 minutes. Attendance, I'm not going to mention that. The weather, it was under 50 degrees yesterday, cloudy, windy. 18 from left to right there as well. The box score, Kalen Culpepper, 3-for-4 the game, drove in 4 runs and walked. Nick English also added in a run as well. He was 2-for-3 in the game. Chuck Ingram, who was the hot man in that Texas series, went hitless. 6 appearances last night. No hits for him. 0-for-6 there as well. Jaden Parsons, 1-for-4 as well. But looking around here, who else drove in the runs? Mason Swalbach also drove in a run. He was a designated hitter for Kansas State last night. Okay, so let's see here. Oh, that is not what I wanted right there. All right, let's see here if I can pick up the pitching. There we go. Had to really look over more than I should have. Blake Dean got the win, started, but he only went 2 innings in this game. K-State, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Pretty much used the entire bullpen in this game. That's very rare for a PQ's team there. 8 different pitchers for Kansas State. Sam Roberts, Cole Wisenbaker, Adam Arthur, Preston Martinez, Jackson Whitworth, of course. You got the setup man, Jackson Whitworth, Mason Buss. Mason Buss usually starts as well. He got an inning last night. And Nate Tyson Neighbors, who pitched 3 on Sunday, last Sunday against Texas, pitched an inning to wrap up the pitching there for K-State there in yesterday's baseball game. So 8-4, Kansas State over Missouri State. K-State now, I like that. K-State now moves 19-8 on the campaign there. Missouri State, by the way, now that the Missouri State now 11-16. On the season. K-State now, plays UCF. I talked about that in the postcast yesterday. If you have not checked that out, please do that wherever you get your podcast. Yeah, so K-State now continues the road trip. They're probably back in Manhattan now, hopefully for some good, decent weather down south, down Orlando, Florida. They're going to be taking on Central Florida back in Big 12 play this weekend. Game 1 starts late Friday afternoon at 5 Central Time. That's 6. So that's basically Friday evening for Kansas State. So we'll see what happens there. But you needed to get this game, obviously. I didn't really want it. Didn't need to be emphasized that, obviously. So K-State handled business in Springfield yesterday. Now get ready for a big series with Central Florida Knights down in Orlando, Florida. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. And get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available whenever we do decide to record Kansas State content. I think me and Alex will get together Sunday night at some point to talk basketball and check in more with this baseball team as well. And maybe at some point next week we'll do a football episode as well, because we're already behind. So, but trying to get caught up with that. And recently, K-State men's basketball got a huge recruitment from the transfer portal. Let me see if I can get that here before we sign off here on the podcast here. I know I saw it yesterday before going to my doing whatever else I was doing. Sorry. But anyways, yeah, there was talk now it's not going to let me do what I need to do. But yeah, so looks like here, breaking news from yesterday. Shout out to my guys at 785 KSU Sports. And this was heard on 3 Mall as well. Heard this from this past week anyways. sophomore guard Doug McDaniel is committed to K-State. So huge here. I mentioned on yesterday's pod about, okay, we're going to get David Castillo, right? We're going to get Danny Ames back yesterday. This is another weapon that K-State getting, you know. And I wanted to do an episode solely on the treasure portal for Jerome Tang, and that's still coming. But a huge get for K-State. We're going to have more on this, I'm sure, here coming up very soon on the Pro Project Podcast. So I do want to mention that before signing off here. K-State, Jerome Tang, transfer you, trade portal you, whatever you want to call it now these days for every college team. But Jerome Tang and their coaching staff get a big get in Doug McDaniel. And according to what I read here, according to this, huge get for Jerome Tang. I haven't seen, and to be honest, I haven't seen much on Doug McDaniel. But looking at the stat-wise and everything else, big get for Jerome Tang and his coaching staff. So you want to get back to the NCAA tournament next year, you have to do your homework. This coaching staff continues to do that when it comes to the transfer portal. So Doug McDaniel coming here, well, not to Kansas City, going to K-State in the Little Apple next basketball season for the 2024-25 campaign. We're already talking about it, that on this podcast. Well, not really, but we're headed that way now anyways for that. So there is that on the men's basketball side. Of course, K-State football, spring football is still going on as well. So for Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California, we will have more Alex here in the upcoming days of the show. We'll get his thoughts on this move and so much more on that. Eddie Greer coming to you for Kansas City, Missouri. And again, if you have been listening to this podcast, please tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition. Go Cats!